Today's Cotton Newsline is five cuts. All cuts are Harrison Ashley, Executive Vice President of the National Cotton Ginners Association. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This is the 27th year of the gin schools, and the first gin school will be in conjunction with the Texas Cotton Ginners annual meeting in their gin show in Lubbock, Texas. And this actually is April the 1st through the 3rd. And this will be at the South Plains Ginning Laboratory just outside of Lubbock, Texas. The second gin school is the Western Ginner School. This is May 7th through the 9th. That's at the Southwestern Cotton Ginning Laboratory at Mesilla Park, New Mexico. That school not only pulls from the West, there are some of the Texas folks around the El Paso area also go to that school. And we'd love to have other Texans attend that school as well, since it's fairly close. The Stoneville Ginner School is June 4th through the 6th. That's at the USDA Ginning Research Laboratory in Stoneville, Mississippi.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We really want all students to go through all three levels, and there are three basic levels to the gin school. The first is kind of an introduction to cotton ginning and the industry. We discuss maintenance of auxiliary gin components, basic hydraulics, basic gin safety, maintenance and adjustment for seed cotton cleaners, gin stands, and lint cleaners. One of the most important things is the understanding of air utilization and the drying of cotton, how much to dry it, not over drying it. And of course, one of the biggest components when it comes to energy in a gin is electricity in the gin. We start to develop a basic understanding of electricity in that level. The second level is building on the first level, so that's the reason we want people to start with level one. The third level is the level that you would have to have if you were going to take your certified ginner's examination.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
After consulting with several of our ginners and the research leaders there at the labs, we've chosen programmable logic controllers, which are a major component of gins now. This is what helps operate all the equipment, especially the gin press. We will discuss the purpose and function of those, and also remote service of those controllers. We are going to talk about automated bagging systems. There are several new systems that are out there, maintenance issues, and which systems are available for what presses and what modifications do you need at your gin to be able to use one of these systems. Most importantly, safety concerns with those systems. Gin equipment adjustments. And we're going to look at possible ways of how to adjust or maintain equipment to ensure that you don't have loss of lint through the system, and also just to make it a more efficient gin.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
National Ginners and other organizations like Cotton Incorporated, National Cotton Council, the Gin Labs, we're all working together to try to make sure that people understand that, well, there are some issues with contamination. If you handle this material properly, you greatly reduce the risk of contamination. This is not only going to be at the gin level, it's got to be at the farm level as well. But I think there's a major push and emphasis on trying to ensure that the U.S. reputation for contamination-free cotton is maintained.
Fifth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
And you can actually register online. Go to www.cotton.org and then /NCGA and go to the Gin School and Ginner Certification tab, which is on the left. You can register online. Also, the gins will be receiving by fax and by email a registration form as well.